Swampcast has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Hoo-hoo's, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoe. Hoo-hoo's.
So today we played the Quest for Magical Elemons, Gigamons, brought to you by the same company who brings you Nada Blue Orange. It's a game for 2 to 4 players, 6 and up. Takes roughly 15 minutes to play, give or take.
Gigamons, you are about to enter the Wizard's Guild, but there is one final lesson to master. Summon Gigamons. At the end of this trial, the apprentice who summons the most Gigamons becomes the master of the Elemons. Using your magical memory, find matching pairs of Elemons to catch them and trigger their special powers. Once you have 3 of a kind, you can summon a Gigamon of the same element. The first player to summon 3 Gigamons wins.
So, who played this particular game? We had Tim, Calvin, Alicia.
Nope, not Tim.
Oh, I mean,
I didn't play.
Tim didn't play.
I didn't play. Calvin, Alicia, Kristen, and Mitch.
We had the Mitch.
Still here.
Go, Mitch, go.
All right.
I was winning for a while there.
So this was kind of a matching game with giant monsters and stuff in it?
Yes.
It was exactly a matching game.
It was, yes. It was.
It is intended for small children.
Right.
So we do not shirk from our duties of playtesting our games.
That's right.
So we had the perfect crowd for this.
also, it was right up my age group. So I'm
a childlike wonder.
I'm 6+.
That's true.
Fair enough. So what was
both
good about this?
Besides age and mentality.
Yes.
So what was good about this game?
I like the twist of playing Magic with cards that have power. So give you special abilities whenever you match two. It's not just, I match two, the next person gets to go. Like one of them was you match two and you can place a token on one of the tiles so that nobody could flip that tile. So if that particular one was something you knew you wanted, you could reserve it till the next go round.
I don't think that ever actually came into play, but sure.
It kind of did, but when I did it, somebody took the one that matched. So,
Wow.
I tried to make it work in play.
The artwork was actually really good, too. All things considered.
Looked like the components were pretty good, especially for a kid's game.
Mm-hmm.
They were nice and thick tiles,
nice
cardboard.
Nice cardstock, yeah.
Yeah.
Little monsters that stood in front of you.
Nice hand, big for small.
The rules reference sheet was really clear.
Yeah.
Cool. So what would you say was bad about this game? Mitch?
Don't particularly have any complaints about the game. I mean, it's obviously not particularly complicated, but it's not aimed for our age group, really.
Wow.
Well, not all of our age groups.
I don't really think there was anything wrong with it.
I think it would work well for younger kids.
Yeah.
It's a good matching memory game.
It is.
It's a terrible game. I didn't win.
I'm
game master.
The story didn't really come through the
card.
Well,
it was just about wizards. Yeah.
I didn't know. Like, I just, we're mashing these little cute little critters and making big, fat, sometimes touching themselves critters. But Yeah, there wasn't really...
So what you're saying is it lacked character development?
Exactly.
Wow.
Okay. So that just comes through gameplay.
So not really a lot of bad things about this game. Except the fact that Calvin didn't win.
I didn't win.
What about anything other that you want to mention about this game? Something that might have stood out to you from this game?
The box is a neat shape?
Yeah, the box is very neat shape.
It's like almost a circle.
But it stands
it's
up.
It's a circle with a stand.
Yeah.
Also, having the stands for the larger Gigamons, the actual Gigamons, was kind of neat, so that you could stand them out in front of your little play area. So
it's almost like a King of Tokyo figure at that point.
Yeah, it's a fairly massive, about almost the size of a Pepsi bottle. So
it did say it was a 15-minute long game, and that's about how long it took. Rules and everything.
Awesome. Yeah. So, where can people go to check out Gigamons? All that other stuff that Calvin just said, it was in the title, by Blue Orange Games.
I guess they're local games.
At the Scarab Game Convention.
What?
Okay. In the Scarab Game Library.
Awesome.
We start getting cheesier the more we do.
We do it.
We do. Gigamons, you should try to catch this game.
Catch. Oh, wait. I think that's trademarked.
No. Yeah. Well, I didn't say
and catch yeah. all of them.
Yeah.
Catch this game and catch all of them. Giggy.
It was a board game reviews from the Swarm cast. If you don't like it, then come over and kick your
tail. Tail. Toast meant to say tail. Toast. Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh yeah.